Unit 11. It's to die for. C. An American viewpoint. There is a common saying in English used by many women. It's to die for. When women use it, no one is literally going to die. Rather, the idea is that something is so good that it might be worth death in order to have. This expression goes for food, as in, that chocolate cake is to die for. Or even clothes, that outfit is to die for. In Japan, however, it seems there are foods that people are quite literally dying for. Are they really worth it? Many people outside of Japan have heard of fugu, or poisonous blowfish. I myself have had it on a number of occasions, always prepared by a trained fugu chef, someone who knows the bits to eat and the bits that will send you to an early grave. Even though Japanese people know the risk, many people still think of fugu as a do-it-yourself dish, particularly fishermen. Since coming to Japan, I have seen a number of short articles in the newspapers about fishermen catching fugu and deciding to cook them up in nabe or eating them as sashimi. The result is usually the same, a dead fisherman. You would think people would learn, but still they try it. Perhaps even worse than fugu poisoning is what happens around the New Year's holiday. This is when large numbers of old people forget that mochi can be difficult to chew, and some end up choking on the mochi cake and dying. So big is the problem now that many mochi makers are putting warning labels on the mochi packs to get senior citizens to consider the dangers of eating mochi. Yes, that zouni may look delicious, but is it really worth dying for? I don't think so. So why do they do it? Did they just forget? Did they think they could handle the danger, as they may have done so many times before? It's difficult to know, since the victims can't answer these questions. But it makes me want to ask, is that food really to die for?